Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is your girl, Sharifa Hardy. I am here with yet another exciting show for you, the Roundtable Talk Show. We are live. We are having fun. We have some great guests backstage. I have been speaking with them. I am so excited to introduce you to them. But you know how I am. You know what I want. You know what I expect. We have to reach more people with the information that we share, because by the time you finish the show, you will be taking notes, you will be shouting, you will be telling a friend, you will be inspired, motivated, and it's Monday morning. So I know you want to tell somebody about the Roundtable Talk Show. So like I said, okay, today we're not going to bother the person who's sleeping the most peacefully, but I want you to go find someone who is not watching the show, who hasn't tuned in, who maybe they haven't heard about the Roundtable Talk Show. I want you to go to them, let them know that we are on, send them a message, send them an inbox, share this show, tweet it. Especially if you're watching it live, share the show, because friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. So while you're sharing the show, I am going to go ahead and introduce our first guest. And she is just so amazing. So amazing. I had the honor of going to Seattle last week. I was traveling on the road, went out there to do a peace rally. Couldn't host the show, and this young lady stepped in and hosted last Monday's show, so I'm so grateful for her. I watched the show, I listened to the show, she ad-libbed and went in her own direction at times, but it was still an amazing show. So I want to introduce Miss Allison Allman, who's better known as the organization Maven. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. I'm so excited. It's Monday, and I brought my pumpkin as my friend because I'm so excited that it's fall, and here in Southern California, it's still 90 degrees, but that's just part of how we have fall here. It's just, we have 90 degree weather, so, but I still have all my pumpkin stuff, and I'm excited, and it's Monday, and I haven't had any caffeine yet. This is just naturally me being happy.
You hosted the show last week. What were your thoughts? How did you feel being in the host seat?
Well, it was definitely more difficult. It's very easy to be a guest and show up and talk to a screen and having to make sure everything was connected and posting live and everything. It was very interesting. That was the best word for it. Interesting. And I like being the co-host and be a guest, and you can keep being the host and do what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I get to keep my job. Like, I really appreciate that. I just make this sound look so easy. It's not that easy to introduce five different people, five different personalities who have five different interests. So I just wanted to see what you thought, but I enjoyed watching the show. When I finished, I was like, you know, this is a really cool show. This is a great idea. I wonder who came up with it. But Allison, every time you're on the show, you bring us something new, some aspect of what you do, how you do it. We've talked about garage areas. We've talked organization. We talked about space for students who are getting ready to go back to school. We talked about mom caves, man caves. You do so. We've even talked about how people who have addictions tend to hide their addictions in places that you find while you're organizing. We talk about social media, we talk about getting to the top of Google. But so I'm just curious, what do you want to focus on today? What do you want to tell us about today, Allison? Because I know it's going to be interesting.
Well, I feel like 2020 hasn't followed any rules whatsoever. People start drinking at 9 a.m. and, you know, like anything goes. There's a lot of parents just allowing so much stuff. We had a why not summer where there was a lot of eating ice cream for dinner and a lot of balloon fights and just other random things, because it was like, oh, who cares? It's summer. Just do what you need to do to relax and get energy out. So I've been really talking to all my clients, and I've done a couple of blog posts about how this is the year that you get all of your decorations out for your holidays, and you you decorate your house to the nines, so to speak, where you get all that decorations out that you've never had time to decorate before, because every year you're either traveling to visit family, or family's visiting you, or there's all these, you know, Christmas or holiday pageants and events and so forth, and so you're not home, and then all these different things with, you know, holiday parties with work and all this kind of stuff. So those things are kind of canceled this year. I mean, it's possible you could travel on your own, even though it's recommended you not. But I mean, really, we're going to be home this holiday season. So just get it all out now. Just get it all out now. Inspect it. See if it's worn. See if it's torn. See if last year was the last year for it. If your kid was in the Justin Bieber last year and this year they're not, and you have all these ornaments that have Justin Bieber's face on it, and your kid's like, ew, I don't want that. So anyways, go through, donate the stuff or trash whatever is unusable, and totally decorate your house to the nines. Take pictures about it. Have your kids stand next to the Christmas tree, stand next to the Halloween tree, and just totally decorate and just get it all out. Most of the time, my clients in the past, when I've talked to them, like, oh my gosh, you have one of those Christmas villages. Do you ever, that must be a pain to get it all out. And they go, oh yeah, it takes weeks, and I know how many time, and I wish I had some help. And so usually I offer my services to help get it out and put it up. But for those that are still cautious about having me in their house, now you have plenty of time to get that Christmas village out, put leaves around it, put spider webs around it. Now it's a Halloween village. And then once Christmas comes, you just switch out to the cotton for snow. And I'm not kidding. And then you'll feel so festive. It'll make you feel better that you have the music on and your house is decorated, and my little sign right here that I'm decorated already for fall. So that's my share tip today, is just get it all out this week. And like I said, improvise, put spider webs and leaves around the Christmas stuff, so it's already out. You feel festive and you don't have to worry about this 2020 mess.
We don't have to worry about this 2020 mess. But I want to go back to something you said, Allison. It reminded me of a conversation I had on a previous show where I was speaking to a guest and we were discussing 2020, and he was talking about how people are suffering because we can no longer go out. We no longer have that networking. We no longer have that community. We no longer have that ability to hug that we once have. You know, and I'm one of those people. I live by all things work to the good. Work together for the good for those that love the Lord. So everything is working together. So we may not have the ability to go out and hug or to go out and go to all of these events, but we have the ability to be more at home, to be present more at home. So when I listen to you speak about how people aren't going to be able to go out and attend these different things and do so many different things, but yet you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, there's more of a focus on the home. What can we do to bring that outside spirit of community into the home? Am I hearing you correctly, Allison?
Right. There's quite a few people that are doing like online cupcake wars, where they are decorating cupcakes for Halloween and then submitting it to various blog and social media sites. And then those sites are offering a voting option. Mm-hmm. I was reading this morning on OC Mom Collective. It's a local blog for my area. And they were talking about the 10 ways that you can safely social distance and do Halloween. And one of them was mentioned the cupcake wars, so to speak, like within your neighborhood. I don't know if they're doing it through Nextdoor or whatnot. But, and it talked about also about arranging for grandparents to come over and spend time with the kids while they're dressed up and doing like a scavenger hunt and so forth. There was quite a few different tips that I read about maybe an hour ago. And so it really just talked about how it's more focus on the family and being home and just enjoying the holiday. And I think in a way that we've been so busy in the past years, like I said, with pageants and holiday and parades and family coming over and, you know, the different events going on, that there was just no time to be home and be a family. And now we've definitely gotten our quota of family time this year.
I would comment, but I'm not. I love my family. They are the most, they watching, by the way. So they are the most wonderful family in the world. Thank you, Allison. We're going to come back to you. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. She is also amazing. One of my dear friends. I love her to death. You are probably, I love her to life. I got to stop saying it. This is my new thing. But you have probably seen her many times on the Roundtable Talk Show. If not, you might have tuned in to Face to Face Talk Show and seen her as well. But she is amazing. She is a mentor, a coach, a hypnotherapist. She's an inspirational teacher, healer, motivational speaker. And she's also an author. We're going to talk about her book today. Good morning to Miss Jade Elizabeth. How are you, my dear?
I'm wonderful, Jarifa. And how are you today?
Since
you had the weekend off.
I always take the weekends off. I have to sleep. I have to hibernate. It takes a lot of energy to speak to people and talk to people and run a business. And so what I have to do is have that divide so I can come back whole and ready to go. But one of the things that I love about you is that you are one of my, since day one, since I met you, you always support me. And I got a message when we didn't go live on Friday where you're like, Sharifa, where's the show? I tried to tune in. And I was like, oh my God, I missed the show. And so I appreciate people like you who support the show and who actually, you know, get up and watch the show. So thank you for that, Jade.
I have to tell you, that's difficult for me. I'm not a morning person. So, but, you know, right now there is so much stress going on. You know, Allison was talking about taking care of the home, but what about taking care of you as well? You know, so many of us are stressed, but we really don't understand what stress looks like. Mm-hmm. We think we're doing well, but really we're not. I mean, the other day I realized that I was sitting there and the shoulders were up. To me, that's an internal stress. It's mm-hmm. something that it's so important that people sit and connect with themselves. To really get in and take some time, talk to their own higher mind. You know, our higher mind is our soul. And when our soul wants to talk to us, sometimes we completely ignore it. We don't always listen. So right now, also with COVID, is a good time to have that connection with your own higher self.
What are some ways that you recommend to make that connection?
Well, the easiest way, and I teach meditation classes because so many people say, well, I can't just quiet my mind. There are different tools and techniques that you can do. One of the easiest ways is to just sit and listen to your breath. Close your eyes, take some deep breaths, belly breaths, not high up in the chest, but deep belly breaths, and just listen to your breath. And as you're listening to your breath, take a moment and pay attention where that breath goes. Maybe it goes all the way down into the belly. Maybe part of that breath goes down into your toes. See exactly or feel exactly where that breath goes. Because as you concentrate just on the breath, you take the mind and you shut it off. And that chatter seems to go away.
I think you just got us to do a guided meditation because I was just right there with you.
In a sense, yes, I did.
But I needed that. I needed that this morning. It's Monday. The week is starting out. Sometimes you just have to start with the meditation and taking some deep breaths. Now, Jay, I want to ask you. You have, what are some of the adjustments that you have had to make as far as COVID-19 and the way you've been able to get your message out to the world?
Well, it's having to learn more about technology because I didn't grow up with it. And for me, that is my biggest struggle. Also, I'm getting very lazy of wanting to put makeup on. It's like, here I am at home. And it's like, okay, you have to go out online. Oh, that means I have to put makeup. Okay, do I really want to do that? And sometimes yes, sometimes no. So to me, my biggest challenge though is technology, but I'm getting better at it.
Well, let's see what we can do to help you with technology. I know my challenge is putting on the makeup as well. I figure if I put on a little lipstick, put on some earrings, I'm doing good. I want to come back to you, Jay. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest because we've been talking about meditation, focus on the home, and relaxing. So I want to introduce the founder of Steep and Sip, Kiara Mitchell, who's going to talk to us about other ways that we can relax, because I know tea and drinking tea is very relaxing, and you have your partner here as well. Good morning, Kiara. How are you?
Good. It's nice to be here. Yes. Piggybacking off of what Jade said, you know, for us, we're promoting self-care for Steep and Sip teas because it is important during times like this where you're high stress to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. Drinking certain teas like chamomile helps relax you. We have a tea called Dreamer that helps you sleep. And we're encouraging that our fans and people that follow us and customers to also, you know, run that hot bath on Sunday. Pick one day a week that you can dedicate to self-care. Even if you have kids, you can make it a family event. You can have the family soaking their feet in their little tubs, watching movies, eating some popcorn, relaxing. Mom and daughters can give each other manicures. I'm sure for dads and sons, maybe they can take their stress out on some video games or something. You know, we're encouraging people to participate in self-care, you know, drink tea at night. You know, I always like to drink a cup of hot tea after a hot bath just to kind of soothe me and get me recentered so that way I can move on for the next week. And I usually like to do it the day before I go back to work because I'm more motivated when I go back in when I take care of myself the day before.
Mm-hmm. Trey, are you as passionate about tea?
I am now. It wasn't until we actually started drinking tea or that she actually got me into drinking tea because I suffer from insomnia really bad. So our Dreamer tea that we came across, I'm actually a pretty big fan of it because it does help me actually sleep and stay asleep.
Were you a little bit leery before you actually tried the tea? You know what I mean? Because if you already suffer from insomnia, you're like, oh, okay, so this tea is actually going to help me sleep. Were you a little leery?
At first, yeah. But okay. It wore me over.
Stubborn, so it took some convincing. I'm like, just drink it and see. And then he was out. I didn't hear from him until it was time for him to wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So what made you decide, first of all, I was about to ask about what made you decide to go into business, but let's go even prior to that, because I know you find, or at least I found, there are two different types of people. You have the people who are like, you know what, I have to have my morning coffee. If I don't have my morning coffee, then I can't, you know, go on with my day. Then you have other people who are like, you know what, just give me a glass of tea and I'm fine. But you usually find them, you know, maybe you've had a different experience, Kiara, but those two different type of people. So why are you so passionate about tea? What got you into tea?
Well, my grandma actually got me into tea. My grandma, she used to drink it all the time. And whenever I would stay over, if she was watching my brother and I, we weren't feeling good, she would make us a cup of tea. She'd put the honey in it. She'd put some butter in it, and it would help with sore throats. So once I started picking up those remedies, I just really started to like it. And I just started drinking tea regularly. And that was my thing. You know, I was using it medicinally for the most part. And then I just started to realize, like, this tea tastes amazing. You can go the healthier route without having to compromise taste, which was important for us even starting the business. So growing up, I was drinking a lot of Earl Grey because I unfortunately suffer from migraines. So a cup of coffee is not going to do well for me. So instead, I can do a cup of chai or a cup of Earl Grey because the caffeine contents are low. You know, if I'm sleepy, I'll drink some chamomile or a Dreamer tea. You know, I'll drink tea for allergies. It's the first process that I choose to work with before I go into the medicine cabinet to reach for cough syrup or any over-the-counter medications. So, you know, you see all of these ads and lawsuits with these different companies and drug manufacturers and issues. And it's scary for me. So I was like, you know what, let me try some tea, something natural that can help me without having to put so much medication in my body. I mean, we might have like two over-the-counter medications in our medicine cabinet right now because we're drinking tea.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because I've never heard that phrase before, that you were drinking tea medicinal. I mean, we toss that term around for so many other things, but I don't think we use or we really look at the benefits of tea. So you said that you were drinking it medicinally. You saw that it worked for you. You offered it to Trey. You saw that it worked for him. When and where and how did you decide to make it a business?
I was actually like, my shift at work was about to end. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I really want to do some type of side hustle. I want to make some, you know, just start my own business. That was always a goal of mine. So I got home from work and I had told Trey, I was like, what if we started a tea business? You know, I was like, I've been drinking work all day or drinking, not drinking work, drinking tea all day at work. And it's really, you know, it's been helping me. It's helped me relax. You know, it was a stressful day. I was like, what if we actually start a business? Because not a lot of people know that there's so many health benefits to tea. I'm like the tea lady at work. I'd always be like, someone be like, oh, I have allergies. Oh, I have tea for that in my little like tin here, drink this. And I was always handing stuff out to people. And so we just talked about it and we're like, yeah, that's a good idea. Because a lot of times I go in the grocery store and I'm like, okay, well, what does this do? Like, how is this tea going to benefit me? So we decided that with Steep and Sip, our main focus was going to be health and wellness. So if you go on our website, steepandsipteas.com, you'll see in every tea description, it tells you what the health benefits are. So, you know, if you're looking for to treat a certain ailment, you could go ahead and make that purchase and you know exactly what it's going to be used for.
Well, let's get you out there because I have never heard that before in my life where it's broken down by illness and ailment in order to treat it. That's wonderful. Kiara, Trey, I want to come back over to you. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Mr. Funny Man, Darrell H. He's a comedian. He's a speaker. Good morning, Darrell. How are you?
I'm well. I haven't been explaining, like, nobody's described me as such. So thank you for that. I mean, I try daily. I mean, who knows? We'll make it work, though. Good to see y'all. Beautiful morning. I love all the introductions. That tea, I want one mailed to me immediately. That's what I need. Thank you for that. And beautiful, man. I love it. I'm Darrell. I'm the author of The Lazy Man Hustle and Powerful is the Book of Power Gain and Stand for Nothing Else, The Coward's Theory. These great books right here. Powerful is about just having that powerful mindset, getting through all the adversity in life, which we all need now. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in life. You know, we had people fighting for toilet paper for 3 months. Like, if that's not adversity, I don't know what is. So just seeing the craziness and just staying powerful to what you want to achieve in life and your goals and keeping that mindset beautiful. I have a story about this book. It's when I first moved to Arizona, I was riding my bicycle. I didn't know that, you know, because I was like cheap. I'm frugal. That's where the book The Lazy Man Hustle comes in. I'm frugal. So instead of getting a gym membership, I got a bicycle. So I was riding my bike, and I kind of live in the hood area. That's why I moved to the hood area out here. I'm just riding my bike. I ended up like getting a flat tire, but I have like big, strong man legs. So it didn't even feel like I was riding my bicycle like on a flat tire. But as soon as I'm riding by, I ride by a gas station. And there's these guys running out. I had just robbed it. The alarm's going off. They're running out, going to their car. They stop me and say, "Hey, man, you got a flat tire." The cops pull up and arrest them. As immediately, the cops pull up and arrest them. So my lesson with that is, and that's why I wrote Powerfuls, is never let other people's BS get in the way of your goal. All right, so that's what it's about. I'm Darrell. Visit ultradieseltown.com if you like copies of my books. Know where my events are going to be. And I can't wait for this discussion. It already feels like, I already love the energy we're having today. So
I'm waiting for the discussion too, Darrell. You gave me about 5 different points in one introduction. I was just saying hi. You was just
hello.
Like, let me give you my spiel. Let me lazy man muscle. The book. This is the book. This is the book.
I got the poster.
I didn't even see the book. Like, can you, you know what I mean? Like, can you calm down? Let me, Allison, if somebody else takes over my show, like, let me host the show.
I apologize, Sharif. I'm sorry.
It's okay. But I was just saying hello, good morning, how you doing?
Hey, man. Good morning.
Thank you. Like, now I got 15 questions because you done gave me the story of your life in 15 seconds.
Let's do it.
Okay. #LazyManHustle. Where did the lazy man hustle? How can a lazy man hustle? How does that even work?
Yeah, I need to know this.
Very good question.
Thank you, I try.
There's the lazy and the lazy man hustle does not really mean lazy. It usually means you're working for yourself. That's what it means to me, working for yourself. I was with my parents for a little bit just to live with them for, you know, I just got out of the military. I was like, you know what? I need to spend time with the family. I already went around the country fighting wars. Who cares? Everything. Let me spend time with the family. So this is when I was writing the books. I was writing, like, going with my goals. I was starting comedy at the time, but every time my dad saw me, I was sleeping. So he said, why do stuff, Dad? What are you talking about? So that's the lazy man's hustle. Your goals. Yeah.
It reminds me, because I always talk about when I first built my first website in 1994. Like, I'm excited. I've created something that's never been done before. And my family was like, you are lazy. And I'm like, how am I lazy? I mean, like, you have to go out and get a job. In 1994, unless you went out the house, didn't have anything to do with how much money you made, is you had to leave the house, you know. And even now in 2020, the people who come over, like, if you come to my house, well, first of all, if you come unannounced, I'm not opening the door. But if you come to my house, it could be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm asleep. And people are like, Sharifa, like, it's the afternoon. But I've worked all night. Like, I've been up doing emails at 3 a.m., doing so many different things, hosting the show. And so if I want to go to sleep, I go to sleep. But other people can see that as being lazy because they don't see what you're doing and they don't see the results yet. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it's about. That's really, yeah, exactly. You explained it perfectly. Thank you. I need you to write a summary on the bottom of the summary.
I will.
Going to send you an invoice, though, so be careful.
Let's do it. I'm down. I don't mind invoices. Hey, man. As long as it's not over a dollar, okay? Just understand where I'm at, Sharif. I'm playing. Much love.
You can do a 99 cent that way.
Yeah, oh wow. I love
y'all. Did y'all just put a price on my consulting services?
I saw it out there as free for what, 30 minutes or 500 off or something like that. You had a 200 off. You had
the $250 gift. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Okay, thank y'all for following me on social media, but that was not. We were not discussing the complimentary 2-hour consultation.
Okay.
That's what it was. So if people want a consultation, I'm offering certain people, but it's not focused on the show because I have too many viewers on the show and I don't have time in my day to schedule. But that's okay. I thank y'all for trying to help a sister out. Kiara, can you see what I deal with every day? This is what I deal with every day.
Right? Like, you're just trying to do your grind and do your lazy hustle, right?
I love it. Y'all are awesome.
Can we take one book at a time? Because that's my attention span is okay. So let's talk about your first book.
First book, The Lazy Man's Hustle. It's the green one with the money on the cover. Beautiful book. It's about getting your money together for personal growth. Just that personal growth. I've actually had to put my money together to even start comedy or even to move out here to really, you know, figure out the networking and the actual learning how to get my material together and how to actually perform for people and how much that actually takes. I'm like, man, if I just was just a broke dude doing this, I'd probably be homeless right now. So, you know, so it's a beautiful thing. Just help you achieve your dreams. know what kind of finances, you know, what you would need, the savings, or even, you know, knowing that skills, you can monetize them easily. You know, that's something beautiful. So that's what the whole book's about. Available on Amazon and ultradieseltown.com, beautiful people.
Okay, so you didn't monetize your hustle, is what you're saying.
I did.
Yeah. Okay, so we need some numbers. I know they have to buy the book. We can't give it all away.
Right.
But I need some numbers and some quick things that we can do to monetize our hustle.
Anything? I mean, put a price on it. That's what I do. I mean, the books, I did $7.99 for the books. Comedy itself, I mean, we're talking good numbers. We'll just say that. So
okay, so are you funny?
I'm funny enough. I mean,
No, I'm just saying, tell me a joke. Make me laugh. Stand up. Do something.
I just told you a joke. I just gave you one.
Well, which one? The guy robbing the bank with the bite?
Yeah.
That was your best line?
That wasn't my best. That's the one I wanted to give you for the books. You know, Sharif, you're just being mean right now. What's going on?
It's for the setup.
You know what? I'm not being mean. I didn't understand that was the joke. You know what I mean? Like, the guy was robbing a bank. He took the time, because I always spin everything positive. So he took the time to be thoughtful and concerned and care about you.
And got arrested. That's the point of it.
Oh, so if he would have just kept going, he would have been free. So basically, your hustle and your bike messed up his life.
There you go. You should have paid attention to my BS. That's all I'm saying. I could easily got home and saw, man, my bike is flat. Let me get some stuff for that, you know? But he had to stop what he's doing, run into the car with money, something really illegal.
Yeah, to say, hey, mind his own business.
There you go. See, the lessons. I guess. There you go.
See, wow. I believe there's no accidents. You were supposed to be there, so he could get caught. And who knows? You know, it's very possible that one thing may change his life.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Very true.
You know, to me, God works in very mysterious ways.
Yes.
So,
it's a more of a positive spin, that because Darrell was there and he had to go to jail, he learned a lesson of his ways. He was caught. He had to pay his time. Allison, what do you think of the joke? It was a joke.
I'm enjoying this. I don't know what I think. I mean, sure, it's possible that it's changed his life. We'll find out when he writes his book.
Stop me. Yes, that's the perfect name of a book. There you go. I love
it. He probably won't even remember. I mean, he's not, you're not going to have like a name in this book. It's like random guy on bike. Stop me. I went to jail. But one of the things that Jade talks about is, I want to go back to your author as well, Jade, and you just have an incredible way of looking at things. But let's talk about your book.
My book. It's one of my books. I actually have two Reiki books out there on Amazon as well. But this particular book was my way of helping the world find a quick, easy way, if they work the system, to love who they are. You know, growing up, I had the worst self-esteem that you could possibly imagine. I felt I was a bad seed. And it was even difficult for me to speak to someone thinking about doing something like this. Oh my God, there would be no way. So my book isn't anything that's probably brand new out there. It's my twist on it. It's an itty bitty book, which means it's big enough you can put in your purse or carry it in your car. And something comes up, look in there, see if one of the issues that you're having is in the book. It's two pages, read it, and then do what it says. You know,
I like that.
More consistency helps people. And it's everything that's in there is what I had to do in order to get where I am today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is one of the first things that you had to do to get to where you are today?
I had to pay attention to what I was telling myself. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about judgment, and judgment is in there. When we judge, basically, I judged me worse than anybody in the whole wide world could judge. But I also realized that the things that I was judging myself for were things people were showing me. And the minute I healed what those were, they didn't show up in the world anymore. Mm-hmm. It was like my voice. People used to tell me that I had the worst voice in the world. You talk too loud. You need to be quiet. My dad's favorite words were shut up. So right now, that's still a button for me. Okay. Now that I'm good with my voice, because I realized that's what makes me a good teacher. That's what makes me a good motivational speaker. And that's the reason I have the voice I have. Nobody ever talks about my voice anymore. It doesn't bother anybody because it doesn't bother me anymore. Mm. These are some of the things that that I had to go through. Perfection. Oh, how many of us out there are really perfectionists?
I am. I definitely am. And I talk about that a lot because my mother's name, not a lot of people know about my mother. My mother's name is Patricia, right? And so when she was growing up, her sisters and her siblings nicknamed her Perfect Patty, because everything had to be perfect. And then I tell people, okay, well, if she was Perfect Patty, imagine being Perfect Patty's daughter, right? Because that means that everything had to be perfect. And I can still feel certain aspects of that in me now. I'm like, but it's not perfect. And then I'm like, okay, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's good enough, you know?
Well, you know, there's a funny story around that. I was in a very, very exclusive mastermind group. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I heard this statement time and time again. But, you know, we did never hear things until I believe that we hear it from the right person. Mm-hmm. And he was standing up there and he said, you know, every time you do something, you can always find a better way to do it. Mm-hmm. And the tears just started rolling down my face. It was rather embarrassing, actually. But I realized that that's true. So nothing is ever perfect. Even nature isn't perfect. Mm-hmm. But if I can improve, that's fine. I will improve next time. But it doesn't mean it's bad right now. When I originally wrote my book, I was going over it when I was having my coming out a signing party, and I came across a section and there was a typo.
Oh, wow. A typo in the published book.
It was like, oh my God. I called my publisher later and told her about it. She said, well, what you tell people is this batch of run, you need to buy up because these are collector's pieces because it's going to be fixed in the next run. I did sell out. It was really interesting. So that was what my talk was about. It was like, does that make my book bad because it wasn't perfect? Mm. People need to know this. To me, this is so important because we can always improve every time we do something.
Yes, absolutely. Now I'm listening to you speak and talk about wellness, and Kiara talked about wellness earlier. I see like a package, like there should be like a book and a tea, like something that you partner together.
Absolutely.
Sit yourself down, read this book, feel better about yourself, drink the tea. So we might have to make that happen. I just thought that was interesting. We can do some co-branding on
whoever, Kara, do you ever use essential oils as well?
I do. I do. we use lavender essential oils to help relax, especially if I'm like really stressed out, because I'm a perfectionist as well. And he always tells me, you got to let it go. Everything's not going to be perfect. But, you know, it's like I could plan a party or something pre-COVID, of course. And it's like, oh, I forgot this. I forgot this decoration. I forgot this centerpiece. He's like, it's fine. You got to let it go. So essential oils definitely help me relax and de-stress. We even sage the house sometimes, and it helps just calm me down. So those are things that we definitely do for sure. And yes, I love your idea, Sharifa, of a book and tea collaboration.
Yeah, you know, it's
but don't it's, read, it's funny don't drink the dreamer tea after reading a book, because then you'll.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Maybe chamomile or something, or other herbal teas.
That would be a good thing, because if you go to sleep thinking something positive, right, it actually does impact you.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, it's like the first thing in the morning, the very first thing I do is I sit down and I do some gratitude. Mm-hmm. And it really shifts the way you look at your day and gives you a positive spin. Before I go to bed at night, I sit down on the side of the bed, put my lavender on my bottom of my feet. And I have this little egg-shaped crystal that I hold. And I sit down and I think about all of the things that I was grateful for that day. And I actually put that, all those positive thoughts into my crystal. And then I go to bed, because my thoughts are all positive. My thoughts are on gratitude. And there is, other than love, the very next energetic vibration is gratitude.
Yeah. Do you have any tea while you're doing this whole process?
No, because if I drank, I'm not, you know, it's funny. When I was young, I was a tea drinker. And then I met my husband and he was a coffee drinker. And he got me to drink coffee rather than tea.
We've got to convert you.
So now I have my one cup of coffee in the morning.
Okay, well, we have to infuse a little bit more tea into your day. Darrell, how do you start your day? You a coffee person, tea person? You're with us? You're doing your own thing?
Oh, yeah. I do coffee and tea, so a lot of work out too. You know, it varies. One day it's coffee, the other day it's tea. Then I do a little workout, start yelling my affirmations, and get ready for my day. It's a beautiful time.
Nice.
So you drink coffee and tea in the morning?
Yeah, it varies. Like Monday, tea, Tuesday, coffee.
Darrell, somehow I feel like you being politically correct here.
You got to pick tea, man.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and get out there.
Yeah. I know tea is a lot safer. I like tea with a little bit of agave. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Love here. That. So.
He's proving his point. He's like, I know about the agave. So that proves that I'm a tea drinker. I like that. Let's talk about your second book, girl. Don't do that. I'm going to give you to you all day. Let's
I know you are. It's all
it's
cool.
It's fun, though. You know how it was when you was a little kid. You just talk back and forth just to have some fun. You're a cool guy.
Exactly.
Let's talk about your banter. Book.
I love some banter. Let's do it. All right. So second pulls the book of Power Gain. People always talk about the white hand on the front because it's not my hand, but hey, it was the photo I could afford, okay, guys? But
I think I'm a reserved comment for once in my life, because I'm like, if this
just
was
let it out,
Sharifa. If this was face-to-face talk show, I would have like so, but I'm like, let me be politically correct, let me be nice.
All right.
If Darrell was a white man's fist on his book, let him have the white man's fist on his book. Whatever doesn't have to
there
be about race these days. We all got to come together,
yes,
right?
Man. Right. Yes, man.
We have two female white. Do you like prefer white or Caucasian? What do you like?
I don't care.
To me,
color means nothing. So I really don't care.
Okay. So then we have, on the other side, we have two guests that are African-American. So do you prefer African-American or Black?
I like Black because I feel like not every Black person necessarily might be from Africa. Yeah, Jamaican Americans, Haitian Americans. So Black's fine. I know a lot of folks, sometimes they feel like that's offensive, but I don't think Black is offensive at all.
I don't eat
for Black as well.
So Darrell, it's okay. Whatever fish you want to have, we're seeing past color, we're seeing past race.
Focus
it on the message of your book.
The message of the book is have that powerful mindset. The mindset that'll get you through a lot of adversity. I mean, you know, we have a lot of writers on here, a lot of entrepreneurs. I'm sure there was somebody there, even with the tea, people that started the tea, and yourself, Sharifa. I'm sort of somebody that was there that said, that's such a dumb idea. Why are you going to waste your time with that?
No, no, they don't say no. Nobody said no. Nobody
what,
said
what they say? What was the negative thing?
I get it all the time. Home organizing is not a real business or a real job. Exactly. I get it all the time.
Yes, it is.
Strangers even. Strangers feel, what? You do that for a living? People are lazy, so you have to come in and organize? And I'm like, do you think I get paid in Monopoly money? Like,
right. Exactly. So that's what the Powerfuls is about, having that mindset to just keep pushing. There's a reason why I was put on your heart. So might as well go through it, you know, finish the mission you have to achieve. So keeping that mindset for where it needs to be. Yeah.
Right.
No, I do like that. I'm just giving you a hard time. Like I said, when I first started, that some people in my family said I was lazy, but it's just so interesting to me, especially now. One of the things that, and I'm gonna tell you this, and I don't know who's watching, so I have to be careful that I haven't announced. I may announce it this week or in a couple of days, but I have plans to run for governor of California. And that happened in a whole part of the whole Seattle kind of whole thing I've been in. But so it's funny, I had this meeting and I talked to some people and they were like, you got to do it, you got to do it, you got to do it. And so I'm like, I do the same thing all the time. I got on the phone and I called like basically my team or my prayer warriors, and I called all of them. And aside from my mom, who laughed for a good 5 minutes when I told her, I'm like, Mom, why is this funny? Like, I don't see the humor in this. She was like, I don't know. It just came from left field, but you're always doing something, you know? And everybody else was like, yeah, go do it. I'm like, nobody's going to be like, Sharifa, this is crazy. They're like, this is yesterday. This is not 5 years ago. So sometimes I think people just like me to go do stuff. I don't know.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a blessing.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Did anybody call you crazy or for starting a business or lazy or that, oh my God, you can't do this, Kiara?
No, we've had pretty good support, honestly, from folks that know us. And we didn't tell a whole lot of people about it until after we launched, because we knew that if, you know, there was negative energy, we didn't want that to counter what we were trying to do. But so far, I mean, people have been supportive. I mean, we did, like, I had one person tell me, like, well, good luck, you know, because like our goal is to be able to do that full time and not have to work for anybody else. And this just be our full time jobs. So I had one person say, yeah, good luck on that. But I mean, we don't let that type of stuff get to us, because it just really, when people doubt you, it should push you to work even harder so you can prove them wrong. And then you could go laughing all the way to the bank.
Yes, that's my favorite expression. Like, if you're going to do it all the way to the bank. You've been talking about that with dating guys. It'd be like, Sharifa, where do you want me to take you? What's your favorite place? I'm like, I love Wells Fargo. I love Bank of America. Right. I love Chase, like KeyBank, whatever. Like, those are my favorites, you know. Forget about the steak place. Like, take me to the bank. Yeah. So I get it. But what you're doing, and this is, I haven't given this a lot of thought. Like, this is just me spitballing off the top of my head. But just like I spoke about with Jade, for you, I would look into partnerships. Like, I think collaborations and partnerships would work very well with you, because if your focus is on wellness, there are other people who have the same message and the same target audience that you have that you can collaborate with, and they offer your tea and you package it. It could be a book, it could be a CD, it could be a webinar. You know, when they register for this webinar, they get this wellness package, you know. And I would focus on words more like package, as opposed to like, oh, you get a box of tea. Like, it doesn't have the same kind of ring to it. Allison, What do you think? Package, ideas?
Oh, I'm thinking more along the lines of marketing, where like when people purchase tea, they use a certain hashtag, and then on Instagram, and then you can see who the numbers are for people watching your hashtag, and then you use your hashtag and your thing, so then it shows up on people's feeds, like, hey, this person. So that's more my more marketing thing, is, you know, have people take a picture drinking the tea, or just have a picture of their cup, you know, like they do a top picture of someone's cup, you know, that has your little thing, and then use the hashtag. And then you can see all the places that people are posting for you. So if you're focusing on, you know, Twitter, so to speak, and then you all of a sudden hop over to Instagram and you see that there's like 100,000 people following your hashtag, then you're like, oh, okay, I need to spend some marketing dollars there or something to that effect, because the hashtag is such a broad thing. You can use it on so many different hashtags and it gets you out there to different markets. So if you're focusing one way, you have all this other stuff happening, because, you know, each person has their own preference. Like some people like Twitter or Reddit or, you know, or Instagram, or, you know, Nextdoor, you know, whatever. So, I mean, I think having that hashtag out there kind of creates a buzz for you. So, I mean, you can still do collabs with people and do it, but I think, like, for us consumers, we kind of like contests where we can do a hashtag. Like, there's lots of us that, you know, we eat, we take a picture, we check in, you know, so us, you know, so just adding that into your marketing for us consumers, you know, I don't know, those are my thoughts.
That's why you're here. That's why you're here. That's why you're the co-host, so that we can hear your thoughts and give marketing ideas. And I love the idea of a hashtag. If I were to have a client from a marketing perspective, I always try to look at the brand. And part of that to me with hashtags would be something like, you know, what euphoria looks like or what happiness looks like. You know, and then you have people who send you pictures of them drinking tea, and that's what happiness looks like for them, or what peace looks like, or whatever it is. But just that idea of what that looks like, you know, with the hashtag. That's just what, Jay, we need some more marketing ideas. We got to get this tea out there. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I have another one. We can have like a Facebook fan of the month, and they're the people that post that use the hashtag the most, or their hashtag gets the most likes. So, or their image, and then you can make them the Facebook fan of the month, which gets them a free box, a swag box, which could be anything you want. That happened with Brownie Brittle. They posted on something like parenting OC or something, and so it asked, parenting OC asked the question of what candy or cookie do you hide and eat when you're not around your kids? And I didn't know that Brownie Brittle had, so I took a picture of my Brownie Brittle where I was like hiding behind a pillow, and I hashtagged Brownie Brittle in my comment on this Facebook post. Brownie Brittle saw it because it's their hashtag, and they sent me a swag box filled with like 8 bags of Brownie Brittle and encouraged me to do an unboxing, and I got featured on their feed and everything just because I commented the Brownie Brittle. So I was
I heard this whole Brownie Brittle story, but I've been checking the mail and I haven't seen any Brownie Brittles.
Well, I got it. This happened 2 years ago. Maybe 2.5 years ago.
I'm still waiting for the Brownie Brittles is my point. But I'm just saying, moving forward, if there are more Brownie Brittles.
Okay. So you could do something similar where, you know, someone uses your hashtag on a different hand. So if you're following a certain hashtag that's for your business, then you could, you know, say, hey, you're the Facebook fan of the month. You're going to get, you know, send us a DM. We'll send you a swag box. And it can be whatever you want it to be. It doesn't have to be just your product. And they're doing all the advertising for you, and your hashtag is, you know, is out there collecting more people.
Yeah,
you see why she's the co-host of the Round Table Talk Show?
We do.
Very good.
Every Monday I just pick her brain. I'm like, Allison, we got to get Ash Sharifa out there. What do we do? Go, Allison. Okay. Didn't work.
Well, you need to have those governor banners out so we can find them and then take our picture next to them using your hashtag of Ash Sharifa. But those aren't out yet, so we can't do them yet.
Okay, well, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. Oh, Jade, what do you have for us? What do you think? What do you think about ideas? I don't know. Sometimes I just pick people and I'm like, I'm excited about this whole idea about this tea.
I think it's a great idea, but, you know, when she talked about the hashtags, I had no idea about all that. Like I said, me and technology and all that new stuff, hey, I'm still learning.
Okay, so that,
and
that
I listen a lot. It's one of the reasons I like to listen to your show, even the round, even the face-to-face, because I always find and learn new things. And to me, if you're not learning, you're dying. So you have to learn and grow.
Well, we have to come up with a hashtag for Jade. Darrell, what's Jade? She has her book, Your Itty Bitty Self-Esteem. I always mess it up. Itty Bitty Self-Esteem book. Is that it? Correct? Your amazing Itty Bitty Self-Esteem book.
Yep, because it's amazing.
Amazing. That's hashtag the amazing Jade. Oh,
I love it. Here we go.
I love it.
Amazing Jade.
It's not taken.
Hashtag itty bitty.
You can take it over.
It's actually a trademark. Itty bitty. I do have a publisher, and the publisher's company name is Itty Bitty.
Nice. Yes.
But the hashtag doesn't have to include itty bitty.
But Darrell mentioned itty bitty for a hashtag. It's like, no, can't use that one.
Okay.
Oh,
we'll find it. I like the amazing Jade. I'm going to create a whole show, a whole series called The Amazing Jade. Now,
hey, I like that.
I do too. That's not, Allison, you got to give me some credit for The Amazing Jade.
Okay. I'll allow it.
You know what? We're going to finish this conversation next Monday, Allison. But we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I absolutely love to do at the end of every show is just simply speak, allow my guests to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and simply let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Darrell.
You know what, beautiful people? How you doing? Today I want you to take away from my appearance that, you know, stay positive mindset. You know, there's always a joke somewhere, so stay positive with that. You know, I got hassled today, but I had a good time. So with that. So, you know, it was beautiful and I love it. Please check out the books, The Lazy Man Hustle and Powerful's Book of Power Game. They're all available on my website, ultradieseltime.com. And I want to thank Sharif for having me on the show. Thank you for all the guests hanging out with me. Helped me with a punchline for that one joke I just did. So appreciate y'all for that. Y'all are beautiful. So I've been Darrell Hearn. Stay powerful, stay great, stay awesome, because that's what it's all about. And much love.
Hashtag lazy man hustle. Love it. Kiara, Trey, what do you guys have for us?
We just want folks to focus on their self-care. We're going to be releasing some self-care bundles next month, a skin talks bundle for your skin, ease your mind for stress and wellness. And we'll also have a vitamin T box for immune boosting teas. And we just want people to take care of themselves during this time. Visit www.steepandsipteas.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram at steepandsipteas. Do you have anything you want to add?
Well, first off, I'd like to give Darrell a shout out for his service in the military.
Yes.
So absolutely. Thank you, sir. Also, thank you. Thank you, too. Also, for my veterans that do have a lot of sleeping problems, I just want to reiterate the importance of self-care as well when it comes to our sleeping by advertising that our Dreamer Tea really does help with that.
And hashtag tea with a purpose.
I like that. Hashtag tea with a purpose. Yes. Thank you. Hashtag the amazing Jade. What do you have for us?
So be mindful of your stress level. You know, to me, stress is one of the worst things you can do to your body. I also want people to remember, don't stop yourself from getting out there and doing things that you might be a little afraid of. Because in my belief system, I believe that if you are to learn or grow or do something, there is a special person out there that has to be there to tell you. So if you don't go out and express yourself to others, maybe your message is what they need in order to learn and grow. So if anyone wants to find me, I'm jadeelizabeth.com. Everything for me, even on Facebook, Jade Elizabeth _coach. My other Facebook group is just Jade Elizabeth. So hopefully people will come out and check me out. And if you have any, need any help or need anything, I'm here.
Thank you.
I love helping people.
And we love having you help all of our viewers. Hashtag the organization Maven.
And it is my hashtag. It's very active. And the other hashtag for me is Orange County Organizer. I'm actually working on climbing to the top. That's something that I do. I try to climb to the top of certain hashtags so I'm the most seen that way. But so I'm the home organization Maven. You can find me on all the social media outlets through the organization Maven. Next month in October, 10/24, you can see me on CBS Channel 2. I'm going to be on a show called Destination LA, where they feature all the best restaurants and businesses and places to be in Orange County and Los Angeles. So I'm very, very excited about it. And people can just see me here next Monday.
Yes, they can see you here next Monday. You and Jay will also be at the Power by Purpose 2-Day Empowerment Conference, which is October 9th and 10th. It's going to be amazing. I've been doing videos and showing off some of the presenters for the event. I just can't wait. I'm excited to see both of you there. I want to thank you all for being a guest on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch the show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives. We truly appreciate your support. Just because you didn't catch the live show doesn't mean you're not still important. We still need you to go ahead and support the show, support the guests. Go ahead and share the show, whether you caught it live, whether you're watching it 2 days from now, 2 weeks from now, or 2 years from now. Support our guests, visit their websites, follow them on social media. And if you want more ways that I can help your business to order your tickets for the Power by Purpose 2-Day teleconference, or maybe you're interested in being a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at AskSharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.